Let's
Great.
get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coral Junction Public Infrastructure District. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Today is July 30th, 2025. It is 9:17 a.m. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Dave, your chair, you want to start for us?
Dave Nelson, Board Chair.
Eric Rowley, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up is we need to conduct a public hearing to amend the 2024 budget. So with that, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I move we open the public hearing.
Thanks,
I
Derek.
second.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, so now, board, we're in the public hearing to take any possible public comment on the amendment to the 24 budget. So I'm going to stop chairing, let Dave chair and explain it to us.
Okay, so in the general fund, we've increased the items to meet actuals that are we're seeing in the financials to date. We've left a few items that the legal is actually lower than this, but we left it higher as the original budgeted amount, and left the miscellaneous in there as in case something is caught through that audit that would affect that. General fund, so increased to 63,000 of expenditures, and it leaves us an ending fund balance budget of $22,000. In the debt service fund, again, updated items to actuals, and the increase was that 70,300, triggering the need for that budget amendment, and then we left contingency in there in case something was caught in the audit also for that.
Hey, and, David?
Yep.
I just had a question. Can you go back?
Yes.
I just noticed a little bit more on the beginning fund balance. What caused that to go up by what?
So this one was an estimated amount when we were doing the estimated budget. And then this was the actual amount that we had. And it's also possible that there were some adjusting entries that needed to be made when we were going through and preparing the audit not the audit, but the financials for audit, and needed to accrue some stuff back.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. And then, sorry. And that gave us an ending budgeted fund balance of $3 million. So we also had that transfer in that hadn't been captured originally also. In the capital projects fund, again, increased the items to actuals. We've had transfers in, additional interest income. Capital outlay was reduced. The actuals are actually below this amount, but we left it higher just to capture everything in case there was something that came up from the audit. But the transfer out was an actual that triggered this amendment. With that, I open up for any questions.
Ward, anything?
Nothing for
Dave?
Me.
Yeah, okay. Dave, you're on mute if you're talking.
Sorry, just 1 second, and no questions for me.
Okay. Could I get a motion? I don't see any members of the public, so could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I so move that we close the public hearing.
Thanks, second. Dave. Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, board meeting minutes from our April 30th board meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do I need to put them up?
I've reviewed them. They look accurate to me.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve then, Dave?
I move that we approve the the meeting minutes of the meeting held on April 30th, 2025.
I second.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that is unanimous. All right, what I just put up is the resolution for approving the budget amendment that David just walked through. Simple, just said we had a public hearing. We've gone through the budget amendment, and so we're going to approve it. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve resolution 2025-01, the budget amendment?
I move we approve resolution 2025-01.
Great. Thank you, Derek. Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up are the second quarter financials. So I'll turn it over to David to walk us through them.
All right, thanks, Michael. So in the balance sheet, the governmental funds, as of June 30th, 2025, we have in the checking account $11,000 and $20,000 in the administrative cost account at UMB. We have a $16,000 of accounts payable, and in the debt service, we have a total of $2.9 million spread out between the various funds here. And in the capital projects fund, we have $248,000 available, with the $9,000 included in that, that we discussed about the interest. Just one note here, we do still have one bond interest payment. We'll get to that in the debt service, but that will be covered by the funds that are in these accounts already. So
the upcoming ones, what you're talking about?
Yes. So we have, it looks, we'll just go real quickly through the general fund. We have 15,000 of expended funds or expenditures to date of the 53,000 that we have budgeted. And like we had discussed earlier, we're a little bit over the budget right now on the accounting side, but we're watching that really closely now and writing things off that are necessary to realign that with the expectation for the 19,400 for the year. So that gives us an ending fund balance of $15,312. In the debt service fund, we've had property taxes received at $58,826, interest income $57,000, assessment fee revenues of $790,800. And then we've had for expenditures, the bond interest payment, we've made the full interest payment for the year of the A1 bonds, $288,000. The A2 bond is what I was mentioning. We still have the second payment of that one. So far, we've paid $133,000. And then the bond principal payment of $161,000 is budgeted.
Are those payments, are they due as of the 1st of June or the end of June? Do you know what the due date is on those that they get transferred?
The A1s are as of March 1st. And A2 is June 1st and December 1st.
Okay, June 1st is what I was looking for. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay, and with that, that gives us the $2.898 million of ending fund balance. And with the capital projects fund, we have had interest income $5,000, no capital outlay to date, gives us an ending fund balance of $248,231. With that, let me open it up for any questions or anything else you guys would like me to drill down into or look at a little more.
Board, you guys good?
So the accounts payable, that's, I just want to make sure our conversation, I think at year end last year, was making sure that we had all those paid. So it's at zero by year end. Is that correct? So we need to keep an eye on that and get that paid.
Yeah, accounts payable partly is due to the accrual from the audit, because we have not seen, that's probably the biggest chunk of this. So it's still in accrual form. As soon as I will double check just to make sure. I don't believe I've seen invoices from them for Coral Junction. But I can check again and get that sent over to you for approval also if we have. But
is that 100% of that is for the audit?
No, no.
Okay, it's including that.
That's including that. Let's see.
But my question was, is I think in the last, was that 2023, I think we had a balance there, and we were trying not to have a balance by year end, if I remember correctly.
Well, accounts payable, it's one of those things that based on the timing, you're probably always going to have at least a little bit in accounts payable. So we'll just watch it. And, you know, the important part is we have funds between this administrative cost and the checking account here to cover these funds. And then these funds here that are from the property tax receipts would get sent to UMB, and they will turn around and send the carve out portion back that will be deposited, and that will give you more funds to be able to be used for the administrative costs, like the legal, accounting, auditing, insurance.
Okay.
So I believe also a portion of these funds that when they go to pledged revenues can also be used to pay the UMB fee. So that does not need to come out of the administrative funds, and they can be applied directly from those other funds as needed first. But that, I mean, that ultimately comes down to you guys and your decision where you'd like the funds to come from.
We just have to keep our eye on that UMB to make sure they don't, you know, take a little extra on their paying agent fee.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to accept the second quarter financials as presented?
I move we accept the second quarter financials as they have been presented to us.
Thank you, Derek.
I second that.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Perfect. That is unanimous. All right. That's everything I show on the agenda. Just wanted to remind you guys we have the second quarter quarterly report. So let me know, has there been any development changes that we would need to address in the quarterly report?
I mean, there's that developer update section that I'd like to update that just to.
Okay. I'll shoot it over to you and then get it back to me. So,
okay.
All right. That's everything I have. Do you guys have anything for us?
No, thank you very much.
All right. Could I get a motion then to adjourn?
I so move.
Thank you.
Will we adjourn the meeting?
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Good to see you guys.